chặt tình thân vĩnh canh lộc những băng
khoa. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis St. Paul and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of music along with some community announcements and some news. But for right now, for those of you that are not watching the Super Bowl, you are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is the longest running Filipino-American radio show in the U.S. And speaking of the Super Bowl, there's a Filipino-American having a prominent game right now. Jason Myers, the kicker of the Seattle Seahawks, who are currently winning 29-7 late in the fourth quarter, has accounted for 17 points of those of the Seattle Seahawks. He has been 5 for 5 on field goal attempts. And during the Super Bowl, he took the overall season lead record for most points in a season, which he currently stands at 206 points for this NFL season. A season, a point total mark that was once held by NFL Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson, who is a person that played the running back position. But in regards to our community announcements for the evening, the 47th annual Phil Minnesotan Association's presentation of debutantes and escorts will be taking place on Saturday, March the 7th, at the Intercontinental Hotel in St. Paul, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 763-233-9919. And it looks like from what I can see from social media, it looks like they have five debutantes this year. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the debutantes, it's a presentation of young ladies to the community, or aka the society in Filipino culture here in Minnesota. The Film Minnesota Association has been hosting this presentation for almost close to 50 years. Traditionally, it's an event that is given to young ladies by their families, generally around 16 to 18 years old. And there are been families that have had their own presentations of debutantes as well. And if you're looking to learn more about at least the Film Minnesota Association's version of a debutante or a debut, you can feel free to go to YouTube and search the documentary that they made during COVID that talks about the history of the debutantes, not only from their perspective, from the organizers, but from the participants of the event, from the early years of the debutantes through current debutantes, at least in terms of the production of that documentary, which is a little bit over an hour or so long. In regards to other community announcements, the comedian and actor Joe Coy will be performing at the Mystic Lake Showroom in Shakopee, Minnesota on Thursday, March the 13th. And then moving further into June, you have Filipino-American comedian J.R. De Guzman, who will be performing at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis from June the 11th through the 13th. And looks like himself, along with the singing group Horizon, who is out of Australia, have kept on winning on the current iteration of Star Search on Netflix. This is a show that's been on in its current iteration for the last 3 weeks or so, and they've won their competitions so far during the telecast of the show Star Search. And so we will see if both he and them are able to continue winning on Star Search. But for right now, we're going to play a song from a group that once did perform at the Super Bowl. I believe it was in the Super Bowl that took place in Dallas. And this is the Black Eyed Peas, and this is their song, News Today.
Did you watch the news today? Did you hear what they say? 1,000 more people passed away. Oh no. Somebody tell me what's going on. New York, New York, big city of dreams. There's a nightmare going down from the Bronx to Queens and everywhere in between. We fighting something we can't even see. There's an invisible enemy. Just knocked out Italy. Keep the mask on, cause if you cough, they gon' look at you like you did a felony. And they say we can't hug nobody. Not until we find a remedy. So we pray for Spain, France and the UK, China and USA. I pray we gon' be okay. Pray for the grandmas and grandpas so they could live to see another day. Did you watch the news today? Did you hear what they say?
They say they're worried, folks. It's all a hoax. The news is fake and it's all a joke. The death toll's rising with broken hopes. Now they got a cure and an antidote. Inject yourself with the bleach and soap. And a check's in the mail cause they know we're broke.
Did you watch the news today? Did you hear what they say?
They said no one's allowed to see the Pope. It's a ghost town, coast to coast. We're just people that's trying to cope. From different sides with different strokes.
Living different lives from different tribes. But everybody's in the same boat. Did you hear the news today? They say the world is one. Cause we're all fighting the war. But nobody pick up a gun. We got nurses and doctors. They fighting in the front line saving life. I'm waiting in line, I'm frightened. In the store, that's the hero. Behind the counter, they making the world go round. Risking new encounters, they in the front line. Dying for the minimum wage. Did you watch the news today? Did you hear what they say?
They say stay in the house, don't step out. If you step out, put the mask on the mouth. 6 feet back, virus attack. Soap on the hands so your lungs don't collapse. Don't know the truth, don't know the facts. Robo killing all the brown and the black.
COVID-19 got us on the knees. Got the temperature rising 106 degrees. They don't care if you speak Cantonese, Francois or Portuguese, Espanol or Japanese. Got us all saying, I can't breathe. Isn't it ironic? When we can't breathe, the planet breathes. And we can see blue sky, blue seas, green leaves, birds and bees. I don't know what to believe. All the lies or conspiracies. Did you hear the news today? Did you hear what they say? 1,000 more people passed away. Oh, no. Somebody tell me what's going on and 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 on.
And once again, that is the Black Eyed Peas with the news today. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also be heard on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities on KFAI.org by searching the Filipino American National News, and also via the KFAI app on both the Google Play and Apple Store. In terms of one other sports nugget, NBA rookie Dylan Harper, who was the number 2 overall pick in this year's draft, will be participating in the Rising Stars Challenge, and there's a competition amongst 4 teams of 3. What makes it interesting for Dylan is that he'll be on a team that will consist of his brother Ron Harper Jr., who is part of the Boston Celtics along with the Boston Celtics G League team, and their father Ron Harper Sr., who is a 5-time NBA champion. Some might think that the Harper brothers, who also have a sister as well, but I believe her main sport is volleyball. She's the youngest of the Harper children. But the one that really honed in their basketball skills is actually their mother, Maria Harper, who also served as a coach at, I believe, Don Bosco High School in New Jersey, where the Bosco brothers did play. And then they will also be participating in the Shooting Stars competition. I'm sorry, the Shooting Stars competitions where Ron Harper Jr., Dylan Harper, and Ron Harper Sr. will be playing as a team. But in the Rising Stars Challenge, which has 2 teams of rookies, 1 sophomore team, and a team made up of G League elite all-star players from the G League, where Dylan Harper will be part of the team. This will actually be the first time in an actual live competition that the Harper brothers will actually go against each other. Their teams did play one another when Ron Harper Jr. was part of the Boston Celtics and Dylan Harper was a San Antonio Spurs a few weeks back. But unfortunately, Ron Harper Jr. did not get into the game. Speaking of the sports world, we're going to head over to the townlift.com, and this concerns the Olympics. Park City ski and snowboard athlete Tallulah Prolux punched her ticket to the Olympics and will be the first female athlete ever to represent the Philippines in the World Olympic Games. Prolux has been skiing since she was 3 years old, though a pivotal moment came in 2018 when Prolux's parents learned about Filipino-American skier Asa Miller, who was once a guest on the Filipino-American National News, who competed for the Philippines at the Pyeongchang Olympics at age 17. The possibility opened a door that hadn't previously considered. My parents saw that and were like, how can we make this an option for Tallulah in the future, she said. In 2019, the family relocated to Park City and Prolux enrolled at the Romark Ski Academy, where academics and training were integrated into her daily schedule, before transferring to Park City Winter Sports School to allow for more intensive competition and travel. That was probably the only feasible way that I would be able to have enough time and enough races and competition to feasibly make the cutoff for the Olympics, she said. Prolux credits Park City's proximity to elite training facilities and coaches for helping her reach the international level. Park City is just the perfect place for any skiing family, she said. Prolux competed under the Philippines license through the International Ski Federation, the FIS, which allows her race results to count towards Olympic qualification for the Philippines. The qualification standards require 5 FIS scores averaging under 120 points in both slalom and giant slalom. Her first full FIS season focused on volume, racing across the Western United States and South America to accumulate results. The breakthrough came during her second season, a pair of standout giant slalom races at Sugar Bowl at North Star in California secured her Olympic spot in that discipline, and strong early results in Chile put her within striking distance in slalom. I knew I was qualified for giant slalom instantly, she said. That was such a relief. Slalom qualification came down to the last qualifying race. After narrowly missing the standard in her first run, Prolux needed one last strong performance. I just told myself I need to go for it, she said. If it is meant to happen, it'll happen. She finished just under the cutoff, qualifying by a fraction of a point. When my mom checked the results in the car and told me I made it, I was shocked, said Prolux. We stopped at a bakery, and I remember thinking, I'm glad this is a celebration cookie and not a consolation cookie. Beyond the personal milestone, Prolux said representing the Philippines carries special meaning. She learned after qualifying that she will be the first Philippine athlete in any sport to compete in the Winter Olympics. It's so cool to represent this part of my heritage, especially somewhere where winter sports aren't very well known, she said. I hope I can inspire other Filipinos, especially those living abroad, to get involved in winter sports. Prolux will depart for Italy on February 3rd and will be at the opening ceremony scheduled for February 6th. She will compete in the giant slalom on February the 15th and the slalom on February 18th, with training in Valdefasa and Cortina ahead of the competition. As she prepares for the biggest event of her career, Prolux said her primary goal is to enjoy the experience while representing the country with pride. This is my first really big competition, so I don't want to put too much pressure on myself, she said. I want to ski my best, enjoy every moment, and hopefully make it a positive impact while I'm there. From Park City slopes to the Olympic stage, Prolux's journey reflects years of dedication, community sport, and a trailblazing moment for the Philippines winter sports. And she was also the flag bearer for the Philippines as well during the opening ceremonies. For right now, we're going to play an artist by the name of Ryan Cordero, who I was introduced to as an artist by his uncle, Michael Yapone, and Eric Yapone, who has a bunch of talented family members who are in the musical field in many different disciplines, two of which are, one's a rapper, one's an R&B artist. But this is Ryan Cordero with his song, Oblivious.
I like that.
Once again, that was Ryan Cordero with his song, Oblivious. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino-American National News for this week. Right now, we are going to end the show with a song from an artist also from a talented family of singers and musicians. A few weeks back, we were able to play some music from Robert Kelly. And now we're going to play some music from his younger brother, Joe Kelly. And the name of this song is called Give It Time. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
It seems like everybody here is just rushing on through. No one has the time to care about you. Yet they say that patience is a virtue. If only they could show it up too. But remember, friend, I'll say to you, give it time, oh give it time. Don't you worry about today or of tonight. Give it time, oh give it time. If you're feeling stuck today, you'll be alright. Sometimes you may say you're not good enough, but remember if it's those who try or turn out tough. Give it time, oh give it time, give it time. I remember when I first saw you play your song, I wanted to sing along, yeah. And I told you you were so good, there was no reason for you to feel wrong, yeah. Cause even people like you that just keep on moving on and on, half the time they gotta stop. So maybe we can sit on back and just wait for the time to pass, hoping that the good will last. Give it time, oh give it time. Don't you worry about today or of tonight. Give it time, oh give it time. If you're feeling stuck, sometimes you may say you're not good enough, but remember it's those who try or turn out tough. Give it time, oh give it time, give it time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But you gotta go back to the place where love is kind and love awaits patiently while you're away. So remember every time that you just feel like you can't keep on going on when your life gets in the way of our own balancing everything. Just listen to the words I'll say. Give it time, oh give it time. Don't you worry about today or of tonight. Give it time, oh give it time. If you're feeling stuck today, you'll be alright. Sometimes you may say you're not good enough, but remember if it's those who try who turn out tough. Give it time, oh give it time. Give it time, oh give it time.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns. Good evening, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, we're going to conclude a tale that we began last week from the Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater, and in the second half,